Many people have fond memories about their high school experience, reminiscing about all the dances, football games, and the friends they grew up with through all 4 years, all the little inside jokes that were made in classes. My experience was a lot different. Freshman year, I broke my foot off of a single stair, might I add, which doesn't seem like a life-altering inconvenience. For a while, it wasn't, but about 3 months after my foot had healed, I was making my way through Cost Plus World Market when a sharp pain shoots down my leg, starting at my hip. The pain came out of nowhere, and the pain changed my high school experience along with changing me as a person. After that trip to Cost Plus World Market, I was wasting a whole lot of time on doctor's visits and checkups, MRIs, blood tests, you name it. Wasted about a month just trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And finally, on the 100th doctor visit, we figured it out. I was diagnosed with CRPS. I'm guessing most of you don't know what CRPS is. It's basically classified as a brain disease. When I broke my foot, it created a pain pathway to my brain, and when it healed physically, my brain thought it was still broken mentally. Meaning my brain continued to send pain signals down to my leg telling me it was hurt, even though there was nothing actually wrong with my leg. Going through my first year of high school with constant pain already altered my experience. I had no time to meet new people or find myself. I decided to interview my doctor, Dr. Slover, because she is an expert on CRPS and she was the doctor who figured out what was wrong with me. So, could you explain to me how to treat CRPS?
Well, you see, CRPS is a very rare disease, Lauren, and honestly, there isn't a whole lot of options on how to treat it. We always say to start with a nerve block, which starts the process of eliminating the pain pathway. Once we have done that, the patient must undergo physical therapy, weekly checkups, and mental therapy. It usually takes a while to recover, but if you catch it early, it's easy to heal.
How often did you see me when I was dealing with CRPS?
A lot. I saw you about every week or so, sometimes twice a week. If my memory serves me correctly, you had 2 nerve blocks done.
I was in recovery for about a year. I went to my pain team at the Children's Hospital about every week, as Dr. Slover had said. Which doesn't seem like a lot until I tell you the visits lasted all day. I was missing so much school, every one of my grades dropped to an F. This is where my 504 was put in place, at my last school, Golden High School. Even with a 504, my teachers were not excusing late work or missed days. My school was forcing me to drown. End of freshman year, I graduated from my pain team and was officially CRPS free. Only thing I had left over was the summer school I had to do, which I shouldn't have had to do if my teachers were working with my 504 plan correctly. By the time second semester of sophomore year came around, it happened again. I somehow smashed my hand in a car door, which ended up breaking my hand. I have weak bones. A few months later, lo and behold, I can't even pick up a pencil without shooting pain engulfing my arm. Back to the pain team we go. It was worse this time. I couldn't create any of the tasks I was assigned sophomore year because of my hand. I ended up having to homeschool for my general education classes. I felt hopeless, mad at myself that this happened again, mad at myself that once again I was failing most of my classes because of something I could not control. I was giving up, not just on myself, but on high school in general. The last interview I'm gonna do is for my mom, because she helped me through all of this and she was there by my side the whole time. Can you tell me how I changed through freshman year and sophomore year dealing with CRPS?
Well, at the beginning of the time that you had CRPS, it was really difficult for you to handle. You were in a wheelchair, you were going to a lot of hospitals, we didn't really know what it was initially, you weren't able to attend classes, and then once we did get a good diagnosis, you started on a whole bunch of medications that made you really, really tired and sleepy and have other issues and difficulties with school. A lot of complications. So I think over those 2 years, you started out kind of struggling. And then as time went on, you became stronger and you were able to deal with things better. And by the end of that, I feel like you had obtained the life skills to be able to handle anything by living with a chronic illness like that.
Can you explain how torturous going to the hospital every week was?
Yes. Going to the hospital several times a week, all day long, really was torturous, I think, for any high schooler who really wants to just hang out with their friends and lead a normal life. I think that it's difficult to, number one, be seen as different than other people, and number two, to miss out on things, not only schoolwork, but social things, hanging out with your friends at lunch. And I think nobody really understood, you know, what you were going through. And so no high schooler likes to be felt like they're different. I would say that that's probably was the biggest issue with that.
End of sophomore year, just a little into the summer, my hand was finally healed. I still can't write for long periods of time or my arm starts to hurt, but it's not in constant pain. End of sophomore year, I decided to move schools. That's when I came to Lakewood. I didn't have much of an identity at Golden. I was too wrapped up in all the pain I had suffered. But when I came to Lakewood, I reinvented myself. That is when I realized I had become stronger, I can work harder, and I can let the little things go. Appreciate what good things I do have. I can also appreciate the pain I am no longer in. Junior year to senior year, I didn't hurt myself, so there was no relapse of CRPS. It is now just a distant memory, and I really hope it will stay that way. I think CRPS is the main thing that has pushed me to become myself. I can realize how much worse some things could be, and I have a good understanding on just how hard you have to work to get where you want to be. I realized I am stronger, being able to fight my way through high school with constant pain and high school staff that doesn't lift a single finger to help. I've become more hardworking and independent, and I know I can accomplish what I want to accomplish with no doubts. CRPS was a pain, literally, but it helped me become more confident in who I am and what I can do as a person.